Okay. Well, a Norwegian man woke up Swedish. Did you see that in the news? He thought he was in hell. Well, what do you know?
Live from Ames, Iowa to Charleston, West Virginia, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on the bass, and I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, we get some college humor from Ricky Van Veen, all the news that isn't, and the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who mistakenly waved at Uranus instead of Saturn for that Cassini picture, it's Michael Feldman.
What? All right. That's nothing, though. Ole woke up and thought he was Lena. Okay. I told you it was nothing, and you agreed. Another news that isn't, the panda mother of twins says, please, no more stuffed pandas. Let's see now. In other news, the home builder confidence is up after taking a pretty bad spill from the roof, so that's a good thing. Housing starts are up. Finishes, not so much. I'll get to it when I get to it. What was that? Who did that? John?
I'm sorry.
What are you doing back there?
I'm trying to get the monitor so I can hear you.
You want to hear me?
Yeah.
Here I am. Just listen. You don't need a monitor to hear. You're putting a plastic cup under the monitor? Is that your secret?
Yeah. It's a procedure.
Yeah. Does that work? Does the cup amplify the sound then?
No, but it points it towards me all the
time. Oh, very interesting. Fascinating. You mind if I go on with this?
No.
No. There was I then. There's some danger of consumer overconfidence. There's that. The head of the Fed says he will hand out G-Man badges. Wall Street goes through the roof. Florida passes a new Stand Your Sinkhole law. The House passes a Stay Warm and Drink Plenty of Fluids, Ask Me If I Care, health plan. Bad news, Detroit files for bankruptcy. The good news, Malibu's 10 cents on the dollar. Given calorie guides, McDonald's patrons eat them. It is discovered. President Obama says he sees himself in young Northwest Kardashian. The president said women still in elevators still clutch their purses when he gets in. But once they realize it's him, they open them and take out their compacts. And... Okay, never mind. Snail facials make snails look years younger. A cooperative Edward Snowden given access to duty-free at Moscow Airport. The same-sex marriage law in Britain theoretically allows the queen to marry another queen, which I think is... Be cool. It's all the same sex, same class, of course, in the UK. So. Very important. The ancient Earth was extremely hot, but it was a dry heat. Keith Olbermann returns to TV as lottery ball picker. Lottery ball picker. That's the way you should say that. Auto tag surveillance raises hackles of the American Civil License Plate Union. Okay. Cover me, will you, in case I have to leave in a hurry. A Rolling Stone magazine boycotted after Neil Diamond and jumpsuit cover. Okay, thank you, John. Glad you put your monitor on so you can get some response here. I'm gonna say, scandal rocks pseudo sports world as rhythmic gymnastics turns out to be a big joke. Synchronized swimming, we're looking at that now. Revelation that J.K. Rowling wrote the Book of Mormon. The world's oldest calendar is extremely out of date. Just discovered it. Still has Arbor Day the last week of April. A public radio host turns up in Biogenesis appointment book. Obesity gene unable to skip generations. The Missouri first graders now have NRA gun class right after nap time. That's a breakthrough for gun training. The House not only does it with food stamps, but makes couponing a felony. Where are you? And can you come every week, please? Thank you so much for that. The mailman receives an Emmy and yet another Netflix victory in the Emmys. The mailman did. Received one. Tibetan monks make sand mandala with 3D printer. They print one grain at a time. It's an amazing thing to see. Smokey the Bear is sequestered, so smoke him if you got him. And in Milwaukee, 72-year-old Paul McCartney rocks the stadium crowd with "I saw her wobbling there." That's all the news. That is it. Thank you so much, and good night. I got to go. A Norwegian joke. I shouldn't have started out with a Norwegian joke. Okay. Should have gone right to the McCartney joke and just said good night. That would have been fine.